So within that model, you know, one of the concepts we've heard discussed over the years is the so-called hot tumor. Like, what does that mean, and how does that fit into this model you started to describe?
A hot tumor is a tumor that we believe is ripe for an immune response to come and destroy it. So a hot tumor may be one that has a pre-existing immune response already in it. So a lot of T cells that are trying to destroy the cancer, but they just can't quite get over the hump. So an immune response has already been generated against this tumor, maybe because it has a lot of mutations, a lot of neoantigens. It looks really different to the immune system for some way. And the T cells are all in the tumor. They're trying to fight the tumor. That's a hot tumor. There's a lot of immune reaction going on, but for some reason, the immune cells can't completely destroy the tumor, and they just need a little push with immune therapy to get over the hump and cause the tumor to be destroyed. A cold tumor, by contrast, is basically a tumor where there is not much of an immune response at all. So when you try to mount an immune response to a cold tumor, you may need to use combination treatment to get more T cells into the tumor microenvironment or boost it with multiple different strategies. Because if you think about it, it's much more difficult to conquer a cold tumor for the immune system than a hot tumor because the immune system is already reacting against a hot tumor in many ways, and it just needs a little extra push. But the cold tumors, for whatever reason, you need probably multiple different strategies and combination approaches to help destroy the cold tumors.
The other thing I've heard talked about related to this idea of combination therapies, somehow it's related to the node, that the anti-CTLA-4 works what, in the node or before it gets, is it everything to do with anatomy here?
It does a bit. When you block CTLA-4, it boosts T cell responses early in an immune response in the priming phase. And the priming phase is when these T cells are first coming in contact with antigen that's getting these T cells excited. And many times that occurs in lymph nodes. So if you think about CTLA-4 and where the molecule is really acting, it's very early in an immune response at the priming phase. And that's when different cells like dendritic cells are showing off the antigen from tumors to T cells. And many times that's occurring in the lymph nodes. So that's one of the sites in the body where there's T cell priming and CTLA-4 works. So CTLA-4 one could say has a lot of activity in the lymph nodes, and PD-1, PD-L1 is more in tumor microenvironments. But as we're seeing as well, that's a little bit of an oversimplification, and I don't want to get into all the different minutiae of all the different multiple places that CTLA-4 blockade works, but another theory is that CTLA-4 blockade does not only work in lymph nodes in increasing the T cell activity there, but also CTLA-4 blockade may have a role in the tumor microenvironment as well. So there's a lot of interest in new ways to get CTLA-4 into tumor microenvironments to help immune responses within that location in addition to the lymph nodes.